the displaced camp. Among the 220,000 people who we have identified just in North Kivu, because we are talking about North Kivu right now, where the situation is going from bad to worse, 49% of the people that we have reported come from North Kivu. So we have identified victims in North Kivu, in Ituri, and in La Chopo regarding information on sexual violence due to the conflict. Among those that we have identified in North Kivu, 100,000 have had signs of sexual violence. 3,890 of them were women. And in Ituri, 4,400 people were identified, including 4,500 who were women. So we have many challenges in this area because, as you know, reparations are enforced normally in a post-conflict context, and given that we find ourselves now in the midst of a conflict, we need to adapt our strategy quite quickly because things are ever-changing from day to day, and now we simply do not have the capacity to act everywhere at the same time. So all the efforts a few months ago have been brought to naught today, because we must have to learn to deal with the injustice at this level, where we have occupation of armed groups. The budget of FONAREF is completely financed, or FONAREF has several sources of financement. The most largest of them is independent. 11% of mining revenue given by the state of Congo, coming from the mining companies working in Congo, that is, of course, registered businesses. So we get funding from there. In order to ensure financial management of our institution, and to really ensure that victims participate in the process, to ensure that they are at the very core of the institution, we have very rigorous monitoring and management methods. And that means that all the resources that we gather, 90% of them are directly disbursed in reparations. Victims have pride of place in our program. We regularly, every 3 months, consult with victims groups, and we ensure that they are part of the broad reparations program. If the reparation program did not come already,